This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People.
Okay, my name is Gloria Martineau. I was a Girard. There were seven of us in the family.
You were born in Grand Marais?
I was born here on December 25, 1932.
Where was your house in Grand Marais?
Our house is still standing. It's up on the old highway, up on the old road, and it's still there.
What was it like in the summer in Grand Marais when you were a kid?
Oh gosh, it certainly wasn't like it is now. What I remember about the summers was just going down to the lake. We weren't allowed to be downtown a lot, though, as kids. My mom cooked at Mabel's, and when we were downtown, we could go to the back door of Mabel's Cafe and see Mom.
Can you tell me what Mabel's Cafe was like back in the day?
Oh, that was the going place. It was so busy. And it was just the best place in town, all the best cooks. Swanee was the best pastry cook. She was our pastry cook. And then Mabel and Mom cooking. And I'll never forget Hoppy, her husband, Clarence Hoppenstead. He was the cashier. I mean, they came from far and wide just to go to Mabel's.
So what did you like to eat there?
At Mabel's? I liked her hot sandwiches. I mean, she had real beef and real pork, and, you know, nothing was like it is nowadays where you can buy it processed, you know. None of that stuff. It was all home cooking, every bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then Little Zimmerman was the best waitress in town, and she's our relative, and Little was the waitress. And you know, Mabel, she wore gabardine skirts and beautiful clothes, absolutely beautiful clothes, and she wore them to work. That's what she cooked in. She put her big white apron on, and she had those beautiful clothes on. Mm-hmm. Never forget that, how Mabel always looked so beautiful. Yeah.
There were quite a few Indian families who lived in Grand Marais mm-hmm. at that time.
Well, the Mercers, oh gosh. The Mercer family, her husband was a white man, and he was a sheriff. And he married Mrs. Frances Mercer. And they had a big family. And they lived in that little two-room house. How the hell they all lived in there is beyond me.
Where was the house?
Right where the credit union is. And their daughter Viola was my best friend. I forget all their names. Harpo was the oldest one. And Harpo used to sit out there on the break wall and play his accordion. And the whole town could hear him. Harpo. Oh, man, I don't know where he ever learned to play that accordion like that. But he could play the mouth organ. And he would sit out there at night on that break wall, and the whole town could hear him. It was just cool, you know. And then on down by the Coast Guard station, there was a big long pier here, and there was all kinds of old fishermen's houses and shacks in there. And we'd go down there, and they'd give us smoked fish.
What mm-hmm. kind of fish?
Just herring. Mm-hmm. Smoked herring. But they did trout too, but we didn't like trout. We only liked the herring. We'd go down and we played down there all the time. Where the break wall is? Well, on this side of the break wall, there were three pools. The big pool, I never did learn how to swim. And one time, Monty took me and threw me and said, "You're going to sink or swim." He threw me out in the middle of that big pool. And I'll never forget, I was standing right on the bottom looking up at him. And I was petrified. And I guess he realized that I wasn't gonna, you know, so he jumped in and got me. I never did learn how to swim. I took lessons twice.
You told me a great story about when you were a little kid and you were out in the woods and your mom came to get you because there was a bear
We used to see bears every day, Stacy. I don't think there was a day that we didn't see a bear. And then at where the Catholic Church is, right across this way, I mean, that was all woods, and the creek ran down there. And there was always a bear in there, always. And every time we walked out our trail and up onto the road, we could look toward Chippewa City and we'd see bears crossing. And we were never harmed. One night we were all walking home, pitch black. We were going up our little trail. And that bear ran right straight past us. He scraped right along our legs. Boy, the Lord sure took care of us, I tell ya.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.